All right. We've got Brian McKay. Yes. You want to do the intro here? Yeah, you like could, doing this with your boys.
Go ahead. Go ahead. All right. Your buddy now. You're a super buddy. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
The show. He's the man. We have him here every single year. Second year in a row we've done this.
The hardest
at the NHL
man.
Draft. You are moving and shaking, man. How's it going?
Everything's great, guys. Good to see you again.
Good to have you here.
Now,
all business.
Sudden, like, we had him on the phone, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
When he came in, you got the promotion and... And usually it's a lot of fun and laughs, and he's like, hi, guys, nice to see you. He gave us the Pronger treat.
Well, Pronger did that to us yesterday.
Going corporate on you guys, never, never. Let's start the shenanigans.
What is your job anyway?
Still yet to be totally laid out, but I'm still going to do player development. I don't think for the near future, I don't think we're going to hire anyone. So I'll still oversee the kids, but have a lot more say into what goes on with our big club now.
So you're in Florida, and now Pronger's a part of that, too. So, I mean, what do you make of that move, that you guys are bringing in a bunch of big
guys?
Well,
he's a good hockey mind. He's been with the league. You know, obviously he's a Hall of Famer and all the above. So Prong's a really opinionated guy, too, so it's good to have another voice in the room. I think it's going to be hard for people to get two words in with us two donkeys talking all the time.
No kidding,
He's heading down the Messier route in the hairline as well.
Oh, you think so? You think Pronger's going down that road?
You were a month away from having to go messy.
We talked about this last time. I think it looks pretty thick right now.
You have a river running through the side that's cutting in deep.
You're a month away from gastric bypass surgery.
Ready.
Eddie's back.
Ready.
He's here, man.
All right, let's...
Brian McCabe joining us.
I saw you yesterday. Walking around by the hotel, and I want you to explain to our listeners what you were wearing. Like, you had like a golf
with
shirt
a
on,
tight tuck into khakis,
tight tuck
with your fat ass.
It was full tuck.
And was it Docker? What kind of pants were you wearing?
Those were polo khakis.
Wow.
And they were butt cut.
They were as tight as I've ever seen, and that shirt was hanging on for dear life. Like, that's what you're rolling as an executive in the National Hockey
League. Coming from the guy that was wearing cross-country ski boots as shoes.
I did have.
He was slushing down the sidewalk.
He actually asked me. He actually asked me if I needed those urban poles.
He checked his poles at the coat check.
I do have a size 11, size 10 and a half, 11 shoe. And he actually leans over and goes, how big are your feet? You look like you're snowshoeing down the street.
You had snowshoes on. It's unbelievable.
We did have a lot of fun. God.
It is amazing, though, how many hockey people in Chicago wear the golf shirt tucked into khakis.
Oh, my God.
Every executive in the league.
Old school guy will tuck a golf shirt into blue jeans with a belt.
That's the casual route right now, because guys will bring suits. And then they'll bring one pair of casual pants.
Right.
I don't know where you buy khakis anymore.
I don't know, man. I'm wearing them right now, actually.
You got to have a pair of khakis and a golf shirt.
It's a must. Well, you've been here like all week, right? Like,
yeah,
you guys
we've been
came
here since Friday, actually. We've had a long week of meetings. But it's been good. Very productive. It's been a lot of fun to be around.
Well, I mean, going into a night like tonight, you guys have all experienced it. You were actually drafted. But do you have more of an appreciation for kind of the evaluation of players? Like, you guys would have gone through it as high picks, and I'm sure you went through all the interviews, but now that you're maybe talking with these kids, I mean, how do you handle that? Do you come at it as a guy that's been through it, or are you kind of thinking, I've got to do the job here, and I might have to ask them some questions that aren't going to be that comfortable?
You know what? These kids are a lot more polished now than I was back in my day when we did these interviews. It was totally different. So, you know, they've been trained a little bit by their agents or whatever, and most of them come in pretty robotic almost. So try to get them loose.
Right.
Get their real personality out. You know, that's what you want to.
Because they're in there somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's in there. You loosen it up a little. Dale's really good about that, you know.
Yeah.
Dale's a character, and he tends to crack a couple jokes, loosen the kid up, and then you get to see the kid's true traits.
Hockey players are hockey players,
are they,
right?
Are they pretty confident now, these kids? Like, that's the one thing. I was in those meetings, like, I was pretty meek. Like, now, like you say, they're trained by agents. You want to see somebody kind of command the room, but it's a fine line. Like, how does that go around the table? Do you guys talk about it afterwards? Like, that's a confident kid or something that, when you look at their character and their personality, And then their hockey ability as well.
Oh, absolutely. They carry themselves with a confidence in themselves. You know, some of them are nervous. Some of the kids, we had a couple kids that were just true, mature, believe in their skill set. You know, I would pick me at that number type thing. It's
really,
it's really good to see. Like, you know, they don't have that, they're not guessing themselves.
Right. I like that when you hear the stories come out that, like, players walk out of a room and say, if you don't take me, I'm going to make you pay for the next 20 years.
That's not
That's the old Peyton Manning story, because it was either him or Ryan Leaf, and he went in and talked with Indianapolis and said, I'm telling you, if you don't take me, I will roast you. And thankfully for them, they took him, because Ryan Leaf turned into a disaster, and Peyton Manning would have roasted him for the next 20 years.
In being in those meetings, I was in them once. Like, I always wanted a kid to be like, show their true, like a throwback. Yeah, I like to drink. Just a bit of a disaster, but I'll bring it every night. You know, like, I wonder how that would go over in today's world, because you have some old school scouts that probably would appreciate it, but in the new school, it's probably not, it would be frowned upon.
Oh, big time.
Absolutely. But
do you ask the kids, like, do they drink or do they like going out or that kind of
garbage? Well, you ask what their hobbies are. No one ever says pounding a six pack every weekend, I'm sure. But, most of them are video games, golf, you know, freaking movies. You don't get any. I like to hack darts on the weekend and crush a case of beer with my buddies.
Brian McCabe joining us around the table. We're live in Chicago ahead of the NHL draft. We mentioned TJ Oshie getting that deal. And Noodles talk about this a lot. More than anyone gets bitter with the amount of money that players are making these days. How do you feel about where the numbers are at? I mean, Oshie's a good player. He's a really good player, but he's not like he's a superstar. That's a big contract.
It's relevant to the times, just the way the league's grown. We got more teams, revenue's grown. You know, the salary cap's going up. It is what it is. You know, I was lucky to play as long as I did and very fortunate to make money and do something you do for free anyway but get paid for it. You know, I just love playing, so I'm not bitter like O-Dog.
Yeah, he's bitter.
I am bitter.
I've got one question. You played in this building. You were a cornerstone piece. Any good memories or bad memories? You didn't score on your own net in this building.
No, I was here when it was in the doldrums, half-full building. We were terrible.
We were talking about that earlier. Like, Chicago's a cornerstone organization as far as the way it was built now, but there were times when you were here, like, the building was empty. It wasn't, I believe, you couldn't watch it on TV locally.
No, they didn't have TV coverage, and I was here in 99. It was not even... The building was half full.
And who were the top players? Like, who were the top guys outside
of
yourself?
Our team, Tony Amonte, Doug Gilmore was our captain.
Dougie G.
Boris Mironov. Jocelyn Thibault was our goalie.
Wow.
Bobo.
Eric Daze.
George Mirosek.
There it is.
Yeah, he was. He looked like George Mirosek.
He did.
He was
a good
player.
Guy. He could score, though. He could shoot.
Yeah,
he was a giant mutant, though. He was.
Yeah, it's so true, though, man. You forget, like, you get some winning going on, you get some new people in your organization, you can turn on a dime, but it's also a good lesson that things can go wrong for you quickly, too, right? Like, Toronto's so different because it doesn't matter how well the team's playing, people are going to pack the house. But 20, 25 other teams in the league, if you don't win, people are going to check out on you.
Yeah.
And it has to motivate you, right? I mean, Florida's probably an example of that. You guys got to do well to really keep people engaged.
It's a fickle environment. You know, if you win, people come out. And, you know, we just got to keep growing and winning and hopefully get back on track this year.
Brian McCabe joining us around the table. You guys were talking off the air, but back in the day.
Yeah.
Going through drive-thrus.
Caber and I went out one night. All right, we'll share the story. We went out one night and... Well, just say it was a later night, and we ended up through a drive-thru, and he orders the left side of the menu. All I wanted was a McChicken and some fries.
A plain McChicken.
Plain McChicken and some fries. That's it.
No sauce on it, nothing?
Nothing, just the bun and the chicken and large fries. Like, that's... How do you screw that order up?
And the biggest Diet Coke in the history of
there
the world.
There was. Like, it was a gallon of Diet Coke.
Like one of those ones you see the landscapers get at the start of the day. You know, the big gulp one. It was that big.
Yeah. Like, the cabbie had to put it on top of the car because it didn't fit in the back seat. But we order it. It comes in. Caber's got, like, 23 cheeseburgers. It's all good. And we drive away. Even the cabbie had food.
He got his breakfast burrito.
So you paid for the cab.
Paid for the cab. Okay. He paid for every, you know, me and Caber, and my McChicken is light. It's not there.
He's throwing cheeseburgers out of the bag.
So rattled.
He loses it. I've never seen someone get so angry.
It's you got a growl on and you want a McChicken?
A McChicken plain.
He wouldn't even plain. Eat it. He wouldn't take a cheeseburger either.
No,
so
because
I'll take
him
my fries. I'm leaving.
I got out of the cab. I'm like, just give me my fries. I'm out of here. I was so rattled.
You know, giant Diet Coke.
You know it's a big night when you get in the cab to go through drive-thru.
There was a lineup, too.
Wow.
A lineup
course,
of cabs.
There has to be.
Bunch of booze bags waiting for the cheeseburgers.
Exactly, man.
It was awesome.
Well, listen, Brian, hopefully we're at next year's draft so we can keep the tradition alive, man. We always appreciate you popping by. What's the plan from here? I mean, you guys have your table.
Yeah, getting excited, you know, see how the draft unfolds here. You never know who's going to be sitting there when your pick comes around, so it's always an exciting night.
Where are you guys picking?
10.
Yeah.
That's a good, solid player, potentially.
Yeah, we're going to get a really good player.
Also, you got to make sure that you do a scouting trip now with your new role when your team is in Vegas.
Yeah, were you tracking the schedule?
I think I already circled it on the calendar. I think we have, like, 3 days there.
This guy...
I already told Prongs, I'm like, that's definitely an advisor trip.
Oh, yeah. You got to do it. You have to have advisor meetings there, too.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of that.
You'll have to pack your Dockers, but you'll turn them into jorts.
Jorts. Can we talk about the jorts?
Wow.
The Jays jorts pitch, the Marner throw.
Well, yeah.
We had Austin Matthews on in the 4 o'clock hour, and he actually said that he thought the jorts were pretty cool. I think it's a younger
kid. Honestly wake up and said, hey, I'm throwing out the first pitch at the Jays game. I'm going to put my jorts on.
Let me ask you a serious question. Do you think I would look ridiculous in jorts?
Acid wash shorts would look awesome on you, O-Dog, with a wife beater.
Yeah. Oh,
his
hat's
just flowing.
Just hats, everything.
Oh, it has to be everywhere.
Well, you don't think I could pull them off?
The jorts? Not a chance of your big, thick legs.
See,
you wore them in studio.
He had them on in studio, but he wouldn't allow us to take a picture and put it out in social media. But it was quite a sight, I will say that.
We asked Matthews about that. We asked him about Marner, and he said, I support the jorts, but you're right. I mean, that's going to be on national TV, buzzing all over Twitter, Instagram. Like, if one of your teammates did that, if Tucker did that, how would you have reacted back in the day?
Tucker has those exact shorts. He's been wearing them for like 30 years from Ingang, Alberta. He used to farm in them.
Tucker's got another guy who's got the party on the top.
Oh.
Starting to...
He's got a nine head going.
It's reaching.
It's not
reaching.
Good.
And he's a friend of the show. We like him. He always gets after...
You know he's listening right now,
He gets after Brian all the time.
My phone is going to blow up. Yeah.
Oh,
I always listening right now.
I'll make like a ridiculous comment that I didn't even think was that ridiculous because that's why I said it. And he'll text, immediately.
You're like...
Chirping me.
This guy's an idiot. That's what he'll write.
Tell Hayes that he's an idiot.
Yeah.
We got a guy who's an idiot.
We can't get through one show without,
we got a guy.
The old Pat
Quinn.
He's
a Zamboni. I love it.
Well, listen, Brian, we appreciate you popping by, man.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the rest of the night, and we'll see you around.
All right. Have a good trip, boys.
There he is, Brian McCabe of the Florida Panthers, longtime NHLer, and, of course, former Leaf. We're live in Chicago at the NHL Draft.